Hello, friends, and hello, DC. Welcome back for season two of Drinks at the Tern. And if you know that music, you know it's a tradition like no other. It's Masters weekend. But DC, since we're back for another season, we thought we'd up our game a little here. So let's take it back from the top. All right, there we go. That's our new intro. Just upbeat. We're here. We're relaxing. Life's good. DC, how are you? What did you think?
Terrific. You've been working on that all winter?
All winter. I've had 6 months to prepare that. But
a lot of editing.
Oh, yeah. It was good. A lot of practice rounds.
Well, this is beautiful today. You know, last year when we were doing the pod, we sat in the patio in the back. But the sun out in the front of your place here, man.
It's great.
It's just gorgeous.
Well, here, we got the north breeze in the back there, and it's still chilly here. We're what, a balmy 6 degrees in the sun, though.
Well, the fact that we got the Masters on that kind of warms your soul, right?
Oh, it does, and it makes you feel like golf season's got to be right around the corner.
Oh, well, hey, our local course, you remember, right?
Yeah, Sarnia.
It's opening up next week, Tuesday.
Tuesday's the opening day, so
you guys are all chomping at the bit.
Oh, yeah, that. Get your tee times in. We got Easter next week, so life's good. It's been a long winter. Yep. Long, cold, snowy winter we definitely had.
Yeah, a lot of people said that, but I didn't really think it was that bad. We had 2 weeks that were crazy cold.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of snow. But other than that, I'm not sure I wore winter boots that much.
No. Well, and that was it. It would snow and then it would thaw.
Yeah.
But we had a couple big dumps where we got just absolutely dumped on. Yeah. But now that we're in the summer month, we're outside here. It's that time. Right where we left off last year.
You know what that does, though? And I know I've passed by the course, and it's green. Oh, the color is beautiful on the fairways.
Oh, I can't wait.
But I think that's because we did get some snow this year. We've had winters in the past few years where we barely got any.
And the grass just dries right out.
This year, we got some snow, and I think that's really going to help the fairways and the greens. And I know they've been working over there for the last couple of weeks, at least, because I see the tractors going around the course, and I know they're putting a lot of effort into getting going.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yep.
And you know what? So actually, now this, we got to recap how winter was, which we were going to get to, and I can't wait to dust the clubs off. They're sitting in the basement, just keeping warm, right? You got to keep them hibernated, but they're ready to come out of hibernation. So we're down in Florida. A couple times we got away this winter just to escape because we had the little one. So traveling with her both times, great. Great traveler. She slept both ways.
Nice.
Both times we went, it was great. We had a little bit of a scare the second time, but the first time we went down there, early winter, like November, I think it was, end of November. Hole in one, my first one.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
I remember my son telling me, he said, "You're not going to believe this. Hoagie got a hole in one." And I said, "Where is he?" "He's down in Florida."
Oh, life was so good. I couldn't believe it. So here's, and sure as shit, this is, let me explain how it all happened, right? So we're down there. A funny story too with this round. So where Britt's parents are down, and they're like a little retirement community, a lot of little courses right in the neighborhoods, right? You travel via golf cart around everywhere. So it's our second or third round while we're down there. And I've usually got my shoes in the back, and then I'll wake up, go down there and flip-flops and change into my shoes. So then you got to air the dogs out after a round, especially in the morning, because, you get the wet dew, you get the wet socks. So after the round, I like nothing more. Take the shoes off, throw the flip-flops back on. You got to let those puppies air out.
What time of year were you down there?
End of November.
Okay.
So we got a great week. Like, it was perfect. It was like high 20s, low 30s. It was great. Sunny.
I was down at the start of November.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Oh, yeah.
It was hot.
It had to have been, it was right around that same time, either before or I think it was just before the American Thanksgiving there. So we're taking off. We get to the course. We show up to the course. It's like a 10-minute drive in the golf cart. So we show up and I go to put the shoes on, and I go, "Oh, Doug, I forgot my shoes." I said, "Do you think I got enough time to zip back and get back here?" He's like, "Oh yeah, you got time." So I hop in the golf cart. I'm in the golf cart lane, and these things, there's a speed limit there, but I didn't follow it because I had to race home and get these shoes and get them back. So get my shoes, come back to the course, just make the tee time. And his buddies are all there giving me a hard time, right? The old guys, oh, what are you doing showing up without shoes and stuff like that? I'm like, ah, it's all good. So it's the second hole, and we're like the third group to tee off. So the sun's just coming up, and we're right into the sun. So it's one of those where you can't even see where you're hitting. So I hit it, and I hit a good shot, kind of where I wanted to hit it, because I could see where the green was. It a little uphill there with a side slope over the bunker, and the pin was right in the middle. And right where I want, it lands. Well, then it disappears kind of behind the hole, and I can't see because I'm blinded by the sun. And you got your group off to the side looking, and then it's rolling towards the hill, and then it disappears. And I think it's in, but I can't assure you that it's in to, like, celebrate for sure that, hey, I just got a hole in one and go nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
But the guy in my group is like, I think you just hit a hole. I'm like, did I? And so we had to wait till we get up there, and sure as shit, there it was right in the hole. Couldn't believe it. Best feeling ever.
What was the yardage on that thing?
145 yards, 9 iron.
Wow.
Oh, I hit a nice one, and nice and smooth, little butter draw there. But no, it felt good. I was hitting it really good. Picked up where I left off, you know, new dad vibes, shot the best round here as, you know, as a dad, even par 9 holes, and then hole in one down there. Just, I found life's really slowed down. Give me time to think. Well, you get a lot of time to think to yourself in the middle of the night when you're up waking the little one up trying to rock her back to sleep.
Yeah.
You're sitting there wondering, geez, am I ever going to sleep again?
Yeah.
But then you just get all the swing thoughts and nothing but positivity.
Yep.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at this. This is just a great view.
The weather's fabulous, eh?
Oh, yeah. Like calm, perfect weather.
Yep.
Low, the score, there lots of scores out there, but the course is playing tough. It's playing its typical fast Augusta. Sorry,
it's windy.
It is windy. We're jumping back and forth here. We're talking about my round, and now we're back into Augusta, which, you know, one could only dream and hope that
win the
draw there and get down there. But
I guess it.
Man, like, how's retired life?
Oh, it's great.
How was your winter?
Doing a lot. I'm renovating my living room, and now that the weather is hopefully going to break for good and we get into some nice stretches here in the springtime, I got some work to do outside, but just pecking away at little jobs and keeping busy and just trying to stay active.
That's good.
Yeah.
You guys get any getaway this winter?
Yeah, I went down to Dominican Republic back 5 weeks ago. Fabulous. It was just great. Weather was perfect. I think it rained for maybe a grand total of 3 minutes the whole time we were there. It was just perfect. Beautiful spot.
Yeah, those Caribbean spots, you know, you get the quick little bit of rain, roll in, roll out.
Yeah.
Enough to just cool you down, but it gets that humidity up. But
and it was the resort was really nice. It was an older one, but clean, tremendous variety for food, great drinks at the bars
The drinks are always good.
We were with some friends, and we met some people down there. We actually met a guy that owns a restaurant Toronto way somewhere. I can't remember, maybe Etobicoke. Anyway, he owns an Italian restaurant, and they were a great couple. They were tons of fun, and he was like a real. And he actually put it on, so I'm not saying anything weird here. He was a real Italian.
Oh yeah,
and his wife was Dutch. So what a pair. They were like oil and water, but they were so good together. They were hilarious. We had a lot of fun with them.
Opposite the track.
Yeah, no kidding. And actually, they had been to the resort. It was their sixth time. They loved it so much. And I'm telling you, man, if I had a ticket, I'd leave today. I'd go back.
Hey, you're retired. You might just have to. Yeah. Keep checking with Kayak or one of those, you know, Expedias, whatever. Maybe you'll get a nice discount on a flight. But hey, that's life, and you're enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, with the nice weather coming through, we've got, you know, backyard work. We just, new patio, new studio, which I was hoping we'd be back there. But again, weather didn't cooperate for. We're still, you know, in Canada here. It's chilly back there, but well, it looks great back there.
For those of you that don't have a radio with pictures yet, we are sitting on the front porch, and it is a clear blue sky, but the north wind's keeping it just a little bit cool. I think, what have we got, 7 degrees right now or something like that? So
we're blocked. We're good. We've got a great setup. We got the Masters in front of us.
And you had a fabulous garden last year. You grew tomatoes out the wazoo.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I had some. I took a pile home.
Yeah, we're still getting through a bunch of the tomato sauce Brendan made there.
Yeah, wow.
But, oh, we can't wait. Same thing. So that's coming up, you know. Get the garden planted. Now we've got the little one, so I'm sure she'll just love being out there every day.
Oh, yeah.
Just grabbing everything. But, oh, I can't believe how quickly she's just getting so big and growing so fast. And
yep.
It's just, man. I appreciate it all. It's an experience that I just feel so lucky and privileged, and it's just great. Hoagie, the dad. But
and I think I said last year, maybe one of our last shows, don't blink. Because it goes by so fast.
And it truly has.
My grandkids are 10 and 8 this July. Like, where the heck did that come from?
No kidding. Like,
unreal.
Next time you're going to blink, the oldest is going to be going into high school.
Well, I keep kidding his mom that he's going to be asking if he can drive the car pretty soon.
You better start putting yours away there. You're becoming a grandpa. Can I take it for a spin? No, it doesn't get any better than this. And, hey, I think we've got a great summer, spring ahead.
Yep.
So much to look forward to.
Another thing, you know, I was thinking about this this morning, knowing that I was coming over to get together with you. Remember last year when Sarnia had the member guest and we did the live audience one?
Yeah.
We got to do that again.
We got to do that again. So I'll give you a little tidbit that the registration just came out for that. So they got a new format. So they're the days are still the same.
Yeah.
The weekend's different. And I got a weekend that's just going to be jam-packed there. I don't know if Britt's too happy, but I'm going to, where there's a will, there's a way, and I'm going to make it work. So instead of the Friday starting in the afternoon, it starts first thing in the morning.
Oh.
And we got three matches on Friday. So right at the crack of dawn, 7:30, registration opens up. I think the first tee time's like 8:45 or something like that. Three matches on Friday. So the boys better be ready. Hey, we got to do another live from the eve of member guest.
Yeah, Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
And then we may as well not, the boys may not even sleep, and we'll just get ready right down to the course. So,
well, if it works, we could maybe get underway like 5:30, 6 o'clock, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
A little earlier, you know, knowing that the guy's got to get up and get at her the next morning.
Get your rest, right? You want to be mentally prepared, mentally ready. And then the Saturday, we've only got the two matches, which pushes everything a little earlier. The shootout, which we had, I had the live from the course, yep. Which I think maybe now we've got to schedule you to make sure you are at the course and you join.
Remember why I couldn't do that last year.
Oh, it was just impromptu.
I had
those mics, right? So we had the mics we had last year, a starter kit, right?
Yeah,
a starter kit off Amazon.
What do we know?
Exactly. So here we go. Same thing, you know. I'm in the works. How can we become bigger, better? Here we are sitting, relaxing. So we've got these new mics, wireless mics. we're looking good. They're on our lapels. Is that what you call these things on your chest?
Well, I got it stuck to my T-shirt. Ah. They call this, well, they used to call this type of microphone a lavalier.
A lavalier.
A lavalier microphone.
So
normally you clip it onto your, like the guys on the news,
yeah.
See, or the sports shows, they got it clipped to their lapel. Right?
Yes.
Well, these are magnets, so we can stick this almost any place we want.
We can go. So I get this back to summer. Port Franks. We're in Port Franks Beach. Beautiful beach. Beautiful country that way. Right before Grand Bend. It's a little quiet gem. You know, you don't get the busyness of Grand Bend. So we had family friends that were there, so we were down visiting. And this was just after, I think, we had done member guests.
Yep.
And who do I run into was Peds.
Oh, geez.
There's a guy we got to get on the show. So we got to get Peds on the show. I'm sure he'll listen and he'll come on for sure.
Oh, for sure.
So
I just saw him 2 weeks ago.
And they're having a baby.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe
it. We got to get him on it.
Getting into the business too.
Peds, this is for you. We're bringing you on the show.
His wife is due like any second.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's got to be.
Actually, they may have had it already.
Peds, if you're out there, give us a call. We'll show up to the delivery room. I know a thing or two. It's still fresh. We'll help you along the way. So we run into Peds. So we end up hanging out the afternoon with Michelle and Aaron, and Well, Aaron's family, they were all down there too. His mom, his dad, his brother, Garrett, showed up. So I get talking to him about real estate because we had actually gone down there to check out a cottage at that time. Mm-hmm. And he's telling me, and we're talking about the pod, and he showed me these mics. He's just like, well, this is what I use for my my videos I'll take. So I ordered the mics that he had showed me. So Garrett, thank you, sir. I got the wireless DJI mics, and here we are.
Yeah, they got the little furry windsock on them and everything. Yeah, man.
That's for the wind, right?
Yeah. It
blocks out all the background noise. So I'm sure we'll come in a little bit clearer, a little bit better. But so again, life just got busy last year, and so we had a little bit of technical difficulties our last episode we recorded, and I ended up not posting that thing for about a few months, like middle of winter. I gotta post this thing, right? So what, I don't know what had happened, right? We're recording here and it just ended up cutting out for whatever reason. It wasn't picking up the feed. We lost connection, so.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, we're still learning. But I'm thinking this year, if we want to take our level to the next, our game to the next level, we're going to put it out there. For those of you that are out there, we need an AV guy, someone who knows what they're doing. The job pays really well if you've got a liquid if you've got a liquid appetite. The job pays well and it's right up your alley. And we're just a couple of guys hanging out on the porch here.
I can attest to that.
Oh, the drinks, they're always cold. Mm. And there's always a new feature of the week, of the podcast here, Drinks at the Turn, which we'll get to shortly. But yeah, lots to look forward to. Member guests, and I've got some unfortunate news as we get closer to member guests. We've lost a couple key members to play in that tournament.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, it's whether I may as well spill the beans now because it's been 6 months since we've been off. So let's just give the fans what they want to hear. They want to hear all the noise. So Pamener. Remember Pamener and Nick?
Yeah.
So Pamener's taking the year off. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you know why?
No.
Oh, you don't know why?
No, I'm late to the party.
No, you know what he's doing? He's doing a big-ass Ironman.
Okay, so I did hear
he's
this.
He's in training.
Like, training for the Ironman.
I knew he was a runner, but I didn't know about the swimming and the cycling. That's what he's doing. That's why he's not golfing.
Cue the music. This is Ironman. Oh, man. Black Sabbath.
Yep.
Down.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. Great guy.
Great guy for
but
sure.
But when I found out about it, I was just scratching my head. But it's something, I don't know whether it's on the bucket list or whatever it is, but he's bound and determined to do this thing.
Good luck for him. We'll be rooting for him.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, I'm sure I'll see him out at the course. He'll come out for a few rounds.
Keep the
clubs polished up.
Will.
But so he's taking a year off. Yep. Good for him. We'll miss him. We'll still bring him. He'll come visit for
member guests. Oh, sure he will.
And then the other sad news. Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but we had our boy Crosser out there who won member guest, and the defending champ.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to be able to participate. I think he's got a weekend away.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, he won't make it. They changed the weekend.
You know, life happens, right?
Life does happen, but hey, what can you do? We're going to miss him, but it leaves the room for the rest of us to maybe, you know, make a charge or something, get in there. But, you know, maybe Matt will get in there, so, you know, make room for Matt to get back in. So, Matt, if you're out there, get on the wait list. You better get the call to get in there.
Yeah, that is such a huge weekend.
Oh, it's a
we had
week.
So much fun in that live show, and I thought, man, that it was a gas. And I thought the guys that were sitting across from us on your bar table
on
the patio there, I thought they were going to be like catcalling us and, you know, booing and hissing and stuff. They thought it was cool.
Oh, it was great. It was great. And just that much more to do this summer. We'll do it again. And so back to what I said, I'm going to have a little bit of an action-packed weekend, supposedly. So we booked Rock the Park tickets back in the wintertime.
Is that the same weekend?
It's the same weekend, man. And we're going on the Saturday, country night.
Oh, wow.
You got the Reclaws and Lee Bryce. So here I'm thinking, I'm not going to make it because of the timing and everything. Well, now that they've got the new schedule, I go to my wife, I say, hey, good news. I can make the concert, right? Because it'll finish early, like dinner's at like 4:30 or something like that. I can get myself to London. She wants nothing to do with me all week. She's like, you're going to be way too drunk. You're going to be 2 days of drinking. I don't want to deal with you. I'm like, well, then I'll get my own ticket and I'll sit wherever. But I'm hoping to double book there, get there, find a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. I'll get there. safely.
You're probably finding now with a little one, you got to plan ahead.
You do.
Oh,
you really do.
Yep.
And you know what? It took us about a month ago. We finally had a night away.
Yeah.
We went down to London. Her sister looked after Addie there. And we went out for dinner.
Yeah.
And of all things, so here we are. We were planning a weekend in London. We were there the Friday, so we go out for dinner on Friday. The next day, we were going to go to Costco, and Brett's just like, "Oh, it's 7:30." She's just like, "You want to just go to Costco and get it done with now?" You know, we're adults, we're parents now. I'm just like, "Yeah, sure, why not? What else are we going to do, right?" So, that's just parent life, adult life. Yeah, so we head up Costco as our date night on Friday night there.
You don't have a lot of chances to be spontaneous, right?
Yeah,
and when you can. It's really good.
You got to take advantage.
That's right.
It was that we needed that because we hadn't been sleeping all too good because, you know, we're just there's a sleep regression, the teething, that stuff was happening. So we were hardly sleeping. Poor Britt was at her wit's end. She's in the trenches there and just started to turn the corner where she was sleeping. So she slept over at her sister's place there. We ended up sleeping at her parents, had a full solid night's sleep, and oh boy, did it ever feel good. And something changed because after those few weeks, she's been sleeping good. Now, again, I think she's getting more teeth coming through because she's a little bit, this week's been a little off, and it is what it is, but it comes with it, and you wouldn't trade it for the world.
It passes.
Oh, and it's good. Like, the look you get, she just gives you the biggest smile. The best thing's coming home from a day after work, and you walk in and you see that smile light up like you mean something.
Mm-hmm.
Life's good. DC, you need another one.
You're gonna dig in.
Don't be shy.
Oh, look
at
that.
Cooler's always full. The cooler's always full.
Let's see how good these mics are.
Oh, there it is.
There
Cheers,
it is.
Buddy.
Hey.
Cheers.
Welcome back.
Oh. Hopefully everyone out there is doing good. What do we got here? I can't see. Maybe we'll take a little 5-minute break here and we'll be back. We're just getting that little memo in our studio here to say, hey, take a break. You might lose signal. All right, we're back. See, this is why we need that AV guy. We need someone with their expertise sitting behind the scenes. Give us the cue. You know, cut, we're going to commercial, all that. Give us a pause.
And just remember, the pay is good.
The pay is absolutely, the pay is delicious.
Ah, it's delicious.
Crisp on the lips.
I'm glad we don't do this at like 10 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, there's nothing wrong with a breakfast beer. But let's take a little live check into the Masters. So actually, this kid right here, this Ballester's here. Did you hear what happened to him yesterday?
No.
So he's golfing with Justin Thomas. I forget who else he's golfing with. Maybe Morikawa here. So this young kid, he's an amateur, and he had to take a leak. He had to piss. So they're on the 13th tee. They're on the back of the Amen corner there. They just finished the 12th. They're on the 13th. Well, you've got Ray's Creek there, right? Famous creek at Augusta. So this young fella had to go take a leak. So his playing partners were still on 12 or something, or so we thought. So he's like, oh, I'm just going to quickly go down to the creek here and take a leak. No one will see me kind of thing. Well, eyes are everywhere, right? Like today's day and age, cameras are everywhere. So they caught him. Fans seen him. They're all applauding him. But yeah, he took a leak in Ray's Creek there and said he had to go and he didn't know, not even knowing behind the 13th tee there was a restroom there.
Oh,
but he didn't know, right?
Man.
He's first timer at the Masters. But hey, you got to go. You got to go. Duty calls. But what a great weekend. Great time of year. You got the Masters on. Baseball just started.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Opening days coming and going.
Yeah, the Jays are doing well. I'm not dusting off the World Series float yet, but they've been playing really well, and they signed Guerrero now.
Yeah, he's locked in there.
Yeah, and they've got some decent pitching. The defense looks good. I just the bats aren't taken off, and I know it was. This will give you an idea when we are doing this. They just did a 4-game series in Boston, and it was ugly cold.
Oh, it looked wet brutal time of year.
Oh man!
You know what? I wish they got to trim 2 weeks off the front of the season and two weeks off the back of the season. It's a long season.
Yeah.
You take those 2 weeks off. front and back for a total of 4 weeks, right? Reduce it down by 30 games or something like that and just get it down to a nice lean number, you know. And you'll get better weather, better quality baseball. But hey, what can you do? You got to grind it out, and it's a long year. And
it is. I mean, 162 games. I mean, they play virtually 6 days a week.
Yep.
Right. Well, everybody knows baseball, but well, not everybody. But you know, people who know baseball know that it's a long struggle, and injuries. I mean, look at Gerrit Cole for the Yankees. He's out this season, and he went into spring training. And he's pitching and throwing balls in spring training, and his arm hurts.
Yeah.
And he's got to have Tommy John, you know. So, and I think the Atlanta Braves are just riddled with injuries right now. I think they've only won 2 games on the short start of the season here. So, but that thing in Boston, man. Barrios pitching the opening game there. It's pouring rain. You could see the condensation coming out of his mouth because it was so cold.
Yeah.
Everybody's wearing balaclavas. That was ridiculous. Like, you're right. You know, start it later or somehow make it so that in the early going, they're only playing in the covered stadiums.
Exactly.
Or they start the season down south.
I agree. Well, you had the Tigers, too, saying they had their opening day last week, and we had a little bit of snow down there.
I know.
Yeah. They're grinding out. They, you know, took care of the White Sox and the Yankees. So, hey, Tigers and Jays off to a good start, but it's still early.
Oh, yeah. I know.
And then, you know, we're going into the hockey playoffs, so season's wrapping up here in NHL. Got about a week left, and then we'll be into playoff hockey. So it's an excellent time of year.
Golf's ramping up. Dare I say it, CFL football will be starting soon. Oh. I am a fan. I can't help it.
Argos or Ticats?
Actually, I for the longest time, Ottawa.
Ah, Renegades fan.
Because they're so bad.
Red Blacks. Yeah, they came in the league as Renegades.
I, for some reason, like them. I'm not one of them bandwagon jumpers that gets on the Winnipeg bandwagon and that kind of thing. But for a long while, too, I did like the Ticats. So,
hey, football season's coming.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? I just got thinking. I just set down my empty here. You got to be careful with these things. These things are worth a fortune now.
Oh, yeah.
25% tariff. You know what I mean? You get a 10% return.
Yeah.
Hey, add another quarter to that. This is great. Justin Thomas. What's he got? A little four-footer cleaned up for par here. So, As we are looking forward to what's ahead, spring, summer, going to be a great year. It's that time where we got to say our drink at the turn. So this week's drink, being the Masters, I figured what better drink to have than an Arnold Palmer. Now, the alcoholic version of that, the John Daly, you know, Arnold Palmer, you know, you can have with grandma on a nice sunny afternoon such as this or, you know, out at church. But we'll spice it up here. So little Arnold Palmer with John Daly sprinkled in there.
Oh,
so
baby.
Get you some ice here, DC.
You know, and you know, because you were with us on one of our trips, we go to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, yeah.
And years ago when we first started going, and I think we might be talking 27 years ago, we started going down there. There was a golf shop. It was a John Daly golf shop. I don't know what he had to do with it, but his name was on it.
Yep.
And there was also a short executive course, not far from where we stay, I think either he had money in or he had at least had a hand in designing this little course. And now that course is a Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
And the
with a huge parking lot. Yeah, the course would have been a long course.
And the John Daly Golf Shop is a golf cart shop now.
Oh, wow. There you go. So for those at home, let's explain, you know, the Arnold Palmer, John Daly here. So we got a splash of vodka. We're going next with some lemonade. Well, we got lots a healthy pour of ice there.
So I love lemonade.
Great summer drink, eh? Keep this around. So we got some nice lemonade in there. And, you know, simple drink, easy cocktail to just concoction to make up here with some iced tea on top.
Oh, baby.
This is going to be
delicious. I love iced tea.
Oh, it's great. Look at that. Look at the way they just mix. The two come together.
I know golfers have been south and more than likely been to Myrtle Beach, but you got to be careful with iced tea down there. If you don't know it, you got to make sure you ask for it sweetened.
Yes, you need the sweet tea because you'll get the bitter.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a dangerous game down there. They love their tea. Uncle Cy, Duck Dynasty, he loves his tea. But, hey, cheers. Cheers to this.
Here we are.
And speaking, so John Daly, let's hit all the bases in the news. We got the tariffs and all that, election coming up. Hooters.
I know.
Closing. What's up with that?
I read that they may, they're in the States, you can declare bankruptcy and come out the other end just fine, right? They just got to, get their ducks in a row kind of thing. But I read that they want to come out the other side being more family-oriented instead of the Hooters-oriented.
Yes.
Right?
Well, that's too bad because, I put a lot of girls through college, for those who are looking to better themselves and, come out on the other side with a job, tips and all that. And great chicken wings. Great chicken wings. But, hey, it's a competitive market, Twin Peaks, Hooters, can't go wrong. I was listening to the radio and, when this was going on, the sports radio there over in Detroit, and one of the fans had texted him, so I don't want to take credit for this, but great idea. He thinks Hooters should have just gone to a straight delivery service, with the way the world's going, DoorDash, all that, skip the dishes, Uber Eats. So go straight to just
a
delivery.
Was this a host on the show or a caller?
A fan, yeah.
Just called, a caller calls in.
Yeah, suggestion, switch to delivery service, call it Knockers.
Oh, man.
What do you think of that?
That's solid.
Genius. So there you go.
I bet you the hosts were just laughing their
heads off. They loved it. They thought it was the best idea. But yeah, they get into the delivery business and call it Knockers. What do you think of that?
Oh, man.
Have a hoot. No pun intended. DC, this is delicious. This is so refreshing.
I was just thinking, here we are on your front porch. And the neighbors' houses across the street, they're probably watching us. I got a beer in one hand and the
iced tea and lemonade in the other.
Jesus.
Hey, we're having a great time. We got the TV in front of us. We got the laptop. Oh, life's good. We're recording. I can't wait. We've got dinner plans tonight, so we'll catch up with some friends here.
I still can't believe that lawn across the street. Your neighbors.
Oh,
Shelly is an impeccable lawn.
She's
man.
Got a great lawn. They're cutting it every 2 days. She's always decorated for every holiday. There we go. Oh, and just as this, we got Britt and Addie coming around the corner on a walk. We're just
beautiful day, man.
Beautiful day. Maybe we'll get them a little action, a little live time here. We're sitting here enjoying our cocktails. So I ended up throwing, comes to this weekend for golf, I just get like a degenerate and just bet everything I've got on every single golfer. I've got like $50 on Connors. I've got $50 on McIlroy. I've got 10 different parlays on golf matchups and group betting. Holy, and all the golf pools.
Who do you have to win?
So I took Connors and I took McIlroy.
Okay.
So they're both looking all right. And I took a couple off the cuff there. Tom Kim, so I think he's just fighting to make the cut here. I took Pendrith, another Canadian there, but he's struggling there. And then Nick Taylor, you got to take the Canadians.
Well, when I pulled up and saw how you had it set up here, and the first thing I saw on the screen, Mike Weir's name was on there.
And he's fighting to make the cut. And there's one guy I didn't take, but you get him at great odds. So another former Masters champ I did take, Angel Cabrera. Freshly out of jail there.
Yeah,
so he's out of prison. So I took him, but I think he's going to miss the cut like he's missed the Masters the last 5 or 6 years here. But, hey, what can you do?
And this is Langer's last one?
This is Bernhard Langer's last Masters. So another guy that's looking to get into contention here, but... I can't wait. I just feed up on the couch. I'll be watching with the little one. And they come home with flowers. Britt, how you doing? What do you got there? Hello. You want to come on the show? Daughter, here she comes.
Kids' clothes just drive me nuts. Where do they come up with this stuff? It's so cool.
What do you think? Are you a big girl? Say hi. Ah, she's going to play shy.
Oh, look, tulips. All right.
Oh, yeah. Where did you go? Oh, you went to Paulina's.
Yeah.
Well, you want to...
Beautiful flowers in town.
What do you think of this weather? What do you think of the weather?
nice.
Beautiful day. Cold, yeah. There we go.
It's Thank April. You.
My lovely wife. They just went inside. Ah, life's good. Here we are, taking up the front porch with our drinks. Want to sit?
No.
It's pretty. No, it's good. Arnold Palmer.
Oh, it's really good.
John Daly, refreshing. Wow. There you are. Hey, honey. How you doing? Here, let's see if I can get her to say something on air. Come here. Walk to Daddy. Come here. Who's that? Oh.
Now, when my kids were small, we didn't have rigs like that with the front papoose kind of thing.
What do you see? Who's
that's,
that?
That's cool.
She doesn't like the strollers.
Who's that?
Really?
Say hello. Say hello.
Mine all fell asleep.
That's the problem.
This is the best
part
of the...
She likes it too much.
Oh, okay. I get it.
This is the best part of the show. You got no idea you're on a podcast. What do you think? Are you jumping?
Yeah.
Where's Daddy? Boo. What do you think? You want to watch the Masters? Look at that.
Yeah, you better get used to it.
Yeah. What's this? I better not show her. She'll probably try to grab it. Uptown Girl, Billy Joel. Well, what do you think?
She's looking at me like, who is this now?
Yeah.
Did it look like her butt?
Well, I don't know about that. She's got better looks than me. She's got the looks and the hair. She's got more hair than me. Look at that. She doesn't have much, but it's definitely
and
more
blonde,
than me.
Eh?
Oh, yeah. What do you think of that? Should we wrap it up there on that note? Well, DC, what do you think on that note? We wrap up our first successful
right on,
episode and say, hey, life's
so
good.
So member guest, do you think that's the next one or before?
Oh, no,
we'll be before, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We really got to get that live audience.
Oh, we absolutely will.
Because that was cool.
Like I said, we got the nice weather coming in. May 2 for us coming up. So, you know, we got to get an episode for May.
It's coming so fast.
Oh, I know. And it's going to be a busy summer. So we've got a buddy's wedding in July, our buddy Prob there. We've got the bachelor party in June, so may have to call an episode there to, you know, recap what happened and basically we'll be out.
Yeah.
But before we know it, we'll be full bore into summer here. But we're ready to go.
Yeah.
We've got a great setup.
I don't want to rush it.
You know, you can't rush perfection. We'll see you when you see you, and we'll have a great show ahead.
More drinks at the turn.
More drinks at the turn to come. Take care, everyone. We'll chat then. Talk to you. Bye-bye.